think we warmed up enough to jam a little bit. Gonna do a couple of tunes for you that we're gonna harken back to the days of the good old Newgrass Revival, and this one. All these good-looking young boys up here, along with the other two, we have for your listening enjoyment tonight, now on the low-tuned banjo, of course he plays the high tune regularly, does the banjo synthesizer, and when he plays the five string, he makes that thing swing. Love you to meet Mr. Scott Vestal on the banjo. On the guitar and the fine vocals and acoustic and electric guitar. We believe this might be his first time in Chapel Hill. So we expect you to greet him the way he would love to be greeted, ladies and gentlemen, when you give it up for Mr. Stephen Mojo. On the drums, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, what could you say about him that hasn't already been said about Leroy Savage? But when you think of... I do know his name. Thank you very much. Obviously, I hung with the wrong people before the show, but I'm still sober, but not for long though. But no, I spent 14 years in the Tonight Show Orchestra with Doc Severinsen, ladies and gentlemen. Is that right, Chris? I'm sorry, I had that a little bit wrong. He watched the Tonight Show for 14 years with Doc Severinsen on the show. At any rate, when it comes to the drums and you want to have some swing, you call this thing back here, because he can do any kind of music you want to play, he can do it, so it really frees us up to experiment, have some fun, and every night is a pleasure that we get to play with Chris Brown. The man on the bass who knows when to leave the space or just to lay it all in there. If you want it to happen, he can do it either way, being equal versed in the bass fiddle or the electric bass guitar. Right now, one with frets. He plays the fretless too. He can sing any part. He produces records. Other than that, not a lot going for him, really. But by golly, we've known each other since we was youngins. We're both from Bowling Green, Kentucky. You really are not going to need a better musician than Mr. Byron House. And he's good to be a boat, sir.